And joining me on the phone is Leonard Benaric from the Bicycle Coalition of Greater Philadelphia. Hello.
Hey, Kathy.
You folks have been kind of incredible for a whole lot of years. When I say Philadelphia is a bicycle-friendly city, it didn't always feel that way. And I know the Bicycle Coalition of Greater Philadelphia has been around for almost 50 years, and you really have made a difference in this city. Is this a safe biking city?
Well, thanks so much for that compliment, Kathy. Yes, Philadelphia can be a safe biking city, but it really does depend on where you're riding and how comfortable you are riding in the road.
And that's an important thing to consider. So let's talk about the time that we're in right now when so much of our activities are limited. What's good about cycling?
So one of the really great things about cycling, especially right now, is it gives you an opportunity to get outdoors and get some exercise. And there's a lot more space either on trails or on the street than there is, for example, walking on the sidewalk, where, like you said before, people have to cross into the street sometimes to avoid getting too close to each other. So one of the big advantages of cycling is that you can be out, you're in your community, or you can explore a different part of town, or you can be out in nature and enjoy this incredible fresh air, because the air is very clean right now, too.
Exactly. And you know, when times feel so weird, sometimes it's really great to hold on to something familiar like cycling, like riding your bike.
And absolutely, and just as little as 30 minutes of exercise can boost your immune system, which helps you fight off getting sick. And it can also really be helpful for your mental health. So if you're feeling stressed out or worrying about things, sometimes just getting some exercise can really help with that too.
Well, along those lines, I mentioned the couple of kids who ride their bikes in the alley behind my house every day. And I watch them, and I have to say, I smile while I'm watching them. They're, you know, riding, each of them is riding their own bicycle. You know, they're a family. But it makes me happy to see them, too. So it's kind of helping my mental health.
I've had the same experience myself, where somebody rides past the house and waves and says hello. Or I'm in someone else's neighborhood, and I see them on the sidewalk and say hello while I'm riding by. And we're all still staying safe.
Yes.
But we're reminding ourselves that we're in this together, and that we're all part of a community together, and that we can take care of each other. And cycling is a really great way to help promote that.
So the family decides we are going on a bike ride. And a lot of what you're going to tell us right now is going to apply later on, too, right?
Of course.
You know, when we don't have to stay far apart from each other. But in general, if your family is going to start cycling, where do you start? What do you do?
Okay, well, it depends on how comfortable your family is with cycling already. There are a lot of folks that have, you know, bikes in the garage that get used a couple of times a year, and that usually are used to driving to a park or to a trail or something like that with the bike in the car or in the back of a truck or something like that. So if you have that level of comfort, we still don't recommend people who aren't yet comfortable riding in the road to just get out in the road, because even though there are very few cars out right now, there are more people speeding than there were before, unfortunately.
You noticed that, too.
We have definitely noticed this.
Oh,
yes.
Driving me crazy.
Well, this is when roads are wide open, there isn't something to keep some people from slowing down, and they're really not thinking about the safety of others, and that's unfortunate.
They're really not. And as a society, one of the things we really need to be aware of is that there are people around us riding bicycles.
Absolutely. And one of our hopes is that people will, you know, some people who haven't been riding for a long time will see this as an opportunity to get out and take a ride, and they will stick with the habit when life starts returning to something like normal again.
Now, over at the Bicycle Coalition website, bicyclecoalition.org, do you have like a guide or a list of possible trails and places that might be a good place to take your bike and ride?
We absolutely do. So we have a blog post that we recently put up that highlights trails that are less crowded, because there's one trail in particular that we don't recommend that anyone use right now, and that's the most popular one we have, unfortunately. It's the Schuylkill River Trail.
Yep.
Between Boathouse Row and Center City is just too crowded. We really can't recommend that people ride there, and it's almost impossible to keep a safe distance, unfortunately.
And that has to be our priority right now.
It really does, and this is why the Bicycle Coalition is teaming up with other groups like the Clean Air Council and Feet First Philly to encourage the city to open up some other streets like we did with Martin Luther King Drive so that people have more space to exercise it.
That's a great idea. I noticed, like I said, behind our block, behind the houses on our block, it's kind of wide open, and you know, two kids can ride their bikes very comfortably. And having that space is really nice.
So, yeah, we do have a list of some trails that are not as popular or not as well-ridden right now. And that's available on our website. But if you want, I can give you a list of a couple of the recommended ones right now.
Well, give me an idea, yeah.
So we have the MLK Trail in West Philadelphia. This is also known as West River Drive. So it's directly across from the Schuylkill River Trail, across the Schuylkill River. And this is from the Art Museum all the way up to the East Falls Bridge. And right now, MLK Drive is not open to cars. So you have four traffic lanes wide open. So there's plenty of space. That's really the perfect place for the family that's trying to figure out or hasn't biked in a while and wants to go on an first ride, and they want to know that they're going to have enough space for sure.
Yes.
MLK Drive is the best place to go.
Very cool.
We also have Bartram's Mile in Southwest Philadelphia. That's in Bartram's Garden. The Cobbs Creek Trail, which borders West Philadelphia and Delaware County. The K&T Trail in Northeast Philadelphia. Those are some great trails to go to right now that so far are not seeing too much use right now. They're empty enough for people to be able to use safely.
What makes a good bike trail?
Wow, that is a great question. I had the opportunity to go to Bentonville, Arkansas a few years ago, and they have an amazing trail network there. And I got to see all different kinds of trails. But basically, the best kind of trail, or the best trail in my view, is one that everybody can use. So when some people think about trails, they think about people riding mountain bikes.
Yeah.
You know, in like a single track, and they're going and ducking under tree branches and stuff like that. But when we're talking about trails, and our circuit trails is our region's network, 800-mile network when it gets finished being built, of trails that are all accessible to all users. So that means if you're in a wheelchair, you can get on this trail. If you're riding a horse, you can be on this trail. Skateboard, scooter.
Oh, very cool.
Bicycle, it's open to everybody. So that's one of the first factors. So it has to be wide enough to be able to be multi-use for all the different types of trail users, especially people walking and walking their dogs and bird watching. Also, it should be something of a dynamic experience, which means that you're experiencing different things when you go on the trail. So the trail is curvy. It might go past a business strip or a restaurant or an old warehouse, and then it might go into the woods by the creek and over a bridge, and then it pops out again by the mall or something like that. So you're having like a really interesting experience, and it always feels different every time you go.
Now, one thing I have noticed, because I'm kind of a stickler for it, is I pay attention to whether or not people are wearing helmets when they're on their bicycles. Because it's kind of important, isn't it?
We do recommend that people wear helmets to protect themselves. Absolutely. It's an important piece of safety equipment.
So that's part of your preparation. I assume if you're going on a trail, you know, like if you're going on a hike, you know, bring snacks, bring water. And this is especially kind of apropos for this time, is so many people have to wear masks when they're out or are wearing masks. Should you take your mask, you leave it on, take it off if you're riding your bike?
We recommend, and the CDC also recommends, that if you're outside, and the CDC is the Centers for Disease Control, so they're one of the main organizations trying to keep everybody in America healthy. They recommend that if you're outside, you should wear a mask. And that doesn't just mean it's to protect you, but it also protects other people from you. So if you ride past someone and maybe you passed a little closer than you meant to, that mask prevents some of your breath from going out and getting and them breathing it in.
And that's a really important consideration.
Yeah.
One of the things that I liked about bicyclecoalition.org is the ABC check that you should always do before you leave the house. Tell me about this.
So ABC check is real quick, and of course it's easy to remember, right? Your ABCs.
Exactly.
So air. You want to check, A stands for air, and you want to check the air in your tires. So your tires shouldn't feel even a little bit squishy. If you can squeeze them too easily, they don't have enough air in them.
Ah.
And on the side of the tire, there's actually guidelines. There's little numbers that tell you how much pressure to put in your tire. You should always have it filled up to that amount. Because sometimes you squeeze it and it feels like enough. But once you sit on your bike, it actually isn't enough pressure.
Ah.
That's the first thing to check. You should also do a quick look at your tires, make sure there's nothing sticking out of your tire or anything like that. Next, you want to check your brakes. So you want to make sure all the cables are still connected, that you want to take a quick ride on your bike, like up and down your driveway, and squeeze the brakes and make sure that they can actually stop your bike. If you're just spinning your wheel when you're holding the bike, almost any brake can stop your wheel.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really the test. The test is, can it stop you when you're on the bike?
Oh.
You do a quick test of that.
Uh-huh.
And then C stands for chain. So you want to check your chain, make sure it's not too loose and it's still on the gears, because sometimes they can come off if your bike gets knocked around in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
If it looks rusty, you can put a little bit of oil, like a light oil, on the chain to fix it up. And if you don't feel like your bike is ready to ride and you don't know how to fix it yourself, you should not try to ride your bike anyway. You should take it to one of your neighborhood bike shops that can fix it up for you.
And it sounds like if you are going to ride your bicycle, you should have the kind of relationship with your local bike shop maybe that people have with their local gas stations, you know, or mechanics, that they know your vehicle.
Well, Kathy, you raise a really good point, because when the first list of businesses came out that were allowed to be open right now, can you believe that bike shops weren't on them?
Oh.
Yeah. So we had to put some calls into Governor Wolf's office and do some advocacy with his office to say if an auto shop is considered an essential business, is considered so important that it has to be open, then bike shops should be too. Because, for example, if you're ordering dinner, there's a good chance that the person bringing you dinner is coming on a bicycle.
True.
And there are a lot of people that are actually like doctors and nurses that are relying on bicycles right now because they don't feel as comfortable riding on transit as they did before, or riding in an Uber or a Lyft.
It's
very important for bike shops to be open. And we also have a list of the bike shops that are open in our region that have communicated with us. And then also talk about the procedure for how to drop your bike off, because normally they're not wanting people to go in the store anymore.
Oh,
most of them want you to drop your bike off, schedule a drop off, and then they pick it up on the street, they clean it, and then they fix it up, and then they clean it again, and then they have it ready for you.
Just before we say goodbye to you, you had mentioned earlier something about being comfortable riding in the street. And I'm not sure I know the rules about riding a bike in the street.
Okay, well, that's a really good question also. And that basically, like if you don't know whether you're comfortable riding in the street, then maybe you're not comfortable riding in the street.
Mm-hmm.
And normally, under normal circumstances, I would say you should invite a friend over who's comfortable riding to ride with you. But if you don't have someone that you live with that's comfortable riding in the street, then maybe you shouldn't. But as far as the rules, some of the most important rules to realize are that you have the right as a cyclist. You're treated just like a car by the law. So you have a right to take up the full lane. You're not required to ride way over to the side. What happens is sometimes if people want to ride way over to the side, they're trying to make room for cars to pass.
Yep.
But sometimes there really isn't enough room. So if you're in a lane, you have the right to be in the middle of it if that's where you're more comfortable. And it's also important to not ride your bicycle too close to parked cars, because sometimes somebody can just pop the door of their car open when they're getting out of their car without looking.
Yes.
That's called getting doored. And it's really not fun.
Yeah,
you can get hurt that way. So it's important to stay a good distance away from the parked car. So if the door is open, it's not going to hit you. And then it's important to always know your surroundings and to behave in a predictable way. So you want to ride in a straight line, not be swerving around. And then when you turn, you should always make a hand signal, even if you think nobody's behind you. It's just a good practice to get into. If you're going to turn left, you put out your left arm. If you're going to turn right, you put out your right arm. And that way everybody knows what you're doing.
And then if you're coming up behind someone, you should let them know as well.
Yes, and this is especially important on a trail where there's a little bit less space. So if you're coming up behind someone on a trail, if you have a bell, you should ring your bell so that they can hear you. Or if you don't have a bell, you can just call out in a polite way. You don't want to sound like you're yelling at somebody. Yeah. It's kind of a delicate balance. But you yell out, "On your left," and that lets the person know that you're coming up behind them, so that they know not to be, you know, to get over as far to the right as they can.
I know you... Oh, go ahead.
The other really important thing when you're riding a bike is to recognize that you also still have to give way to pedestrians. That means that people that are walking anywhere, you should always be looking out for them and trying to keep them safe.
Yes.
Because they're the most vulnerable, as we say, road user. They're the ones who have the least safety, right? They're going the slowest. So we always have to watch out for pedestrians everywhere we go as well.
It sounds like you've ridden your bike behind me. Wait a second.
I probably have.
Yeah, I bet you have. This has been so great, and I know you have a lot of good information at bicyclecoalition.org. Thank you so much. The Bicycle Coalition of Greater Philadelphia, whether you ride a bicycle or not, you're kind of making the whole area better for all of us.
We're trying. Thank you, Kathy.
Thanks a lot, Leonard.